My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We're talking about two things today. The arrest of Mike Hall Jr. on domestic violence charges. As we get new information, we will pass it along to you. Right now, a police report is out. And when we get information, if the Browns release anything more from a statement standpoint, we'll have that for you. We're talking about the stadium situation and the comments by our county executive and our council president yesterday about the situation. I keep going back to this. You don't want a dome stadium? Okay, that's fine. You don't want to contribute to it as a tax base? Okay, I understand that. And you want the Haslams to pay for the whole thing? Fine. I understand that too. That might not be feasible. Maybe it is. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you how to pay for it. The one thing I do know in this whole situation, at least in this guy's opinion, putting $1 billion into that stadium on the lake is a silly idea. That is silly. I mean, that's ridiculous.
I feel the same exact way. Chris Renane, the Cuyahoga County executive, politely disagrees with all of us and brings in the idea that, hey, it's not just the Browns with this one. We got to think of everybody else in town.
Okay.
I think that's probably the answer.
If you don't think the stadium is up to snuff now and you pour $1 billion into it, like Mayor Bibb said, and we'll want a 30-year lease. Really? You really think the Haslams are going to sign a 30-year lease to stay in the stadium on the lakefront, even if you pour $1 billion into it? No, that's not going to happen, folks.
Especially if you're bragging to me about how things have been there for 100 years, and you're talking about a foundation that has been there for that long, and a foundation that, according to our own Daryl Ryder, through his sources and his reporting, says needs repairing. So
well, that might be where the billion comes into play.
Even a good chunk of that, if they do it, it's essentially the same thing that you run into if anybody's out there, and especially this time of year, if you've ever had to fix your basement, which is you dump a whole bunch of money in there, and sadly, you can't walk anybody around and go, wow, look at the investment I just put into my house. Instead, it's like, wow, look at the dirt. You know, that's what you're doing. If you're dumping a chunk of that money into the foundation that you can't even really show anybody saying, hey, look at what we've done to make this place better.
I honestly think people are delusional if they think throwing $1 billion into that stadium is going to make the Haslam say, absolutely, 30 years is great. We'll sign that lease. Jeffrey is in Cleveland. Jeffrey.
All right, Jeffrey.
Well, sure. When I was at the preseason game Saturday, there was busloads of convention goers looking for the convention center. Okay, some sort of convention was going on, but there was busloads of them. And I said to myself, that convention center is really nice, and it has a dome. The Cleveland State Convention Center is really nice. It has a dome. We have plenty of domes. We don't need another dome. We need the Cleveland Browns to stay here in Cleveland. Go Browns.
All right, Jeffrey. That was a comment that made no sense. The Browns are looking for a dome stadium or a renovated stadium. Okay? You're not going to play football in Cleveland State's Convocation Center.
Nope. And on top of the fact that you don't have a stadium that has a dome on top of it that can hold more than 20,000 people. which is the reason why you don't run into these massive things that can come to town unless they can come to town in the summer and guarantee that the weather's going to be decent.
Kathy is in Bainbridge. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Hi. I have a couple comments to make. First of all, my tickets, I'm a season ticket holder for 75 years in my family. And my tickets went up when they hired Deshaun. My tickets went up when we were in the playoffs last year. I am paying $4,000 more this year for my four tickets. I cannot even imagine what my ticket prices are going to be in a new stadium. That's one point.
Or a renovated stadium.
Right. Either way, they're going to go up. The other point I have is I've been to away games, and I really don't like a dome. I'm used to the elements. We play in the rain. We play in the snow. We play in the wind. That's football. It's not basketball. It's football. If they do a dome, I hope it's retractable, because the game this week, the preseason game, the weather was beautiful. Why would we be indoors? If they do a dome, do it retractable. I understand when I think with my head.
You want to throw another billion onto the price tag, Kathy?
Yeah, that's the bummer of that one. I'd love to do the same, Kathy.
I would agree with you, Kathy, but I don't know that that's practical.
From what Daryl has told us, it's another $1 billion to make the thing move.
Really? Okay, yeah. I wasn't aware of that.
No. Hey, Kathy, do you go to the games in December?
And frankly, you shouldn't be, Kathy. I don't know what it costs to build a stadium.
Well, I don't miss a game. I've been to every game.
Good for you. I never miss. Good for you.
Storms, weathers. The last game of two years ago, people were texting me saying, don't go. It's like 6 below. I'm like, no, I've got to be there. So it's part of it.
That's awesome.
You just dress for the weather.
All right, Kathy. I admire your spunk. you're spunkier than most.
Well, and they also do more than 10 things a year at that stadium. There's charity events. There's concerts. And I would love a Super Bowl here, and we won't get it unless we do a dome, unless we build a new facility.
Kathy, have you ever been to a game inside a dome stadium, by the way?
Yes, and I don't like it.
Where'd you go?
I was in Vegas, fortunately.
Very cool.
And then where else?
Have you done Ford Field? Because that's the one that I did.
No, I haven't.
That one was funky. Now, that's a little bit older of a dome, but it kind of felt like you were watching football in a garage, though it was really nice that I didn't have to wear four layers to be standing there watching it. I will say that.
Well, I've been to Atlanta, and that's retractable, and it was a beautiful day, so they had it open. I didn't realize how much costly it would be.
Yeah, it would add to that price tag.
But the other fear I have, do you remember when the Cavs went to Richfield and what a bust that was?
That wasn't a bust. That was hugely popular.
It didn't last
because the city wanted the team back downtown, and they gave Gordon Gund everything he wanted in a new arena. He was more than happy to stay in Richfield and have his own building and his own parking and his own concessions and his own everything, and not have to deal with the city of Cleveland or any other big base of people telling him what to do.
So if we move to Brook Park, how would that not happen again?
Because there's no way the city would build the stadium to bring back the Cleveland Browns if they had a beautiful dome stadium sitting out in Brook Park.
Yeah. Well, and so Kathy brings up the weather part. Cuyahoga County executive Chris Renain yesterday.
No, it's not. Ask the New Orleans Saints.
So Mr. Renain, to quote my mother.
He just brought in the Baltimore Ravens.
To quote my mother. If those people all jumped off a bridge, would you follow them?
Thank you, Mrs. Menigan.
Just because everybody else is doing it doesn't mean it's right. Come on. Don't do this. Oh, we're the AFC North. Football's meant to be tough. It's meant to be in the weather. We're tough. You don't have to prove it to anybody, especially because your quarterback's from Georgia, your wide receiver's from Florida, your best pass rusher's from Texas. Come on. It's not like you're grabbing these people all from around the area and they're used to playing in the elements. Your best running back who's coming off of a knee injury is also from Georgia. I don't understand this thought process.
It's not a good thought process.
Oh.
And it's never been a good thought process.
And yeah, people can find their way into their seats. They also have to pay $80 to park.
Ideally, my thoughts on the whole thing when it comes to playing football in elements, this is it. These are some phenomenal athletes. I want to see them at their athletic best. And to me, their athletic best is on an open-air stadium on grass in good weather.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And the minute you start taking aspects of that away, I think you have a problem. And I would love open air. I would love on grass. If you're in a nice climate, that's fine. The whole element thing, the minute that DBs can't cut because the field is icy and it's snowing and wide receivers, you know, can't. I just want to see these guys at their best. And that's why a retractable dome is absolutely the best possibility in my mind all the way around. I don't think that's going to happen here. That means to me a dome stadium is the next best situation. That said, I'm not paying for it. If the county doesn't want to pay for it, if the city doesn't want to pay for it, fine. Build a new stadium somewhere in downtown Cleveland. But what I just think is the silliest idea is dumping $1 billion into that lakefront stadium. That one makes no sense to me, folks. If you're on hold, stick with us. We'll take some calls later on this, if you wish. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk knows a lot about this kind of stuff and other things. We'll be talking to him about all of it coming up next right here on Baskin and Phelps with Menigan in for Andy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.